Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Back with us here, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, how are you doing this fine Tuesday?
Fine Tuesday, Anna. I'm doing very well. And how are you?
Good. Did you get a little time off? Is that what happened last week or other things?
No, actually, the day job got in the way.
Of all the fun you have with us?
We had a lot going on, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to break away. So I was pleased that my colleague, Dr. Bauer, was able to step in for me.
He's awesome, too. He's amazing. We always appreciate your time and all of the folks at Northwestern Medicine who are so patient with our questions and explaining everything that's happening, because it changes all the time. And there's so much, there's so many times when you want someone, you need someone like you to help us interpret it. I always like to ask you this. What are you seeing now in the emergency rooms and the doctor's visits in terms of COVID? What are you noticing?
You know, in the hospital, we're still seeing approximately the same number of patients, Anna, that we've been seeing for the last couple of months. It's kind of stabilized. So on one hand, we're happy, right? It's not, the numbers aren't going up, but we were hoping to see more of a decrease than we have been seeing. So by no means is it a crisis. By no means are we overrun with patients. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we're all still hoping that over the next couple of weeks we'll see a decrease in the patients that are appearing in our emergency rooms and our clinics who have COVID.
You've talked a lot about when we might be seeing kids, younger children, now it's 5 to 11, get the go-ahead to be able to get the vaccine. I know the governor is already making plans. Governor Pritzker is sending a number of doses. The state's expected to receive 306,000 doses, they announced, with an additional 73,000 for City of Chicago, getting ready to help get kids vaccinated, the younger kids. How do you think this will go down? Will it be mostly at pediatricians' offices? Will it be like the CVS and Walgreens thing, too? How do you think this is going to go, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, so the word that's come out of Washington and how I think most states will do this, it's going to be a combination of physicians' offices, various kinds of clinics, and, yes, the commercial retail pharmacies. I think we'll also see some special pediatric immunization centers open up, not big ones like we saw back in the beginning days of vaccinations of adults, but we'll be seeing some specialized places for kids to get their vaccines. Our listeners should know that FDA right now, their advisory group is meeting. I checked before we went on the air. They're taking public comment right now. So typically when the advisory group takes public comment, this is the end of of their deliberations. And I expect that we'll be hearing shortly a decision from FDA about pediatric immunizations using the Pfizer vaccine. So we should be getting their approval, I suspect, today, tomorrow at the latest. And then in the process that we've all become so expert at, FDA will make its approval, and then that approval will be sent over to CDC. CDC will meet next week, and then I suspect we'll have the approval as early as next week, and we can start to vaccinate kids 5 to 11.
I'm guessing this is the kind, me as a parent, I would want to go to my pediatrician's office for this one, whereas I'm fine to go to the Walgreens or the local clinic for myself. I feel like there are a lot more questions I hear parents want to ask when it comes to kids. Even fully vaccinated families say, you know, I've got other questions that specifically would be relating to kids in the long-term impact of this, because there's a lot longer for them. How do you, what kinds of answers do you think we'll get as we as parents ask these kinds of questions, Dr. Copen?
I hope parents get clear answers. You know, parents are going to have to make decisions what they want to do with their kids when it comes to vaccination. I think we'll get a strong recommendation from CDC about vaccinations in this age group. I hope we also get a very clear statement from FDA and then CDC about the safety of the vaccine. And again, right now we're talking about Pfizer for kids, that it is safe, that the side effects that have been seen in the kids who are in the trials looks very much like what we saw in the adolescent and teenager group. So it's safe. This is a vaccine that parents should feel comfortable giving to their kids. But Anna, we know, physicians know, that parents are going to have lots of good questions that they're going to want answered before they give the vaccines to their kids. Mm-hmm. And we will be prepared to give those answers. I personally think this is a great idea. I think kids should get vaccinated the same way that we get influenza vaccine, and we give the influenza vaccine to our kids, and we do it in very high numbers. I hope we see the same thing with the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right, and I hope that's right. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. Thank you for that. The Delta variant, let's talk about that, Dr. Copin, does not cause more severe illness, a new CDC report says. Isn't that what you've been saying? It's not more severe, but it is more contagious? Am I right about that?
Exactly. And that was the impression that we had early on. And now CDC, by doing a review of a large group of patients that were admitted to the hospital with COVID, is able to confirm that these patients are not sicker than what we've seen before with COVID. Now, we're also better in the hospital taking care of COVID patients than we were early on, obviously. We do have some drugs that we can use. Our nursing care is superb, taking care of patients who have COVID who are in the hospital. So that probably has something to do with it. But, you know, when we think back to when the Delta variant first came to the United States, there was significant concern in some quarters that this was going to be a far more serious infection that would cause people to be sicker. And this is really a good thing that we now have confirmation from CDC based on some real good data that those of us who noticed that patients were not sicker were correct. Mm-hmm. So I think the public can feel good about that.
Dr. Copin, the booster questions are starting to come in here. Let's go to the phones. Rosemary's got one for you. Go ahead, Rosemary. You're on WGN.
Yes, good afternoon. Dr. Copin, I was a long hauler with COVID for 6 months. Then I did get the Moderna vaccine. I was fully vaccinated April 29th. I qualify right now for the booster, but I recently had my antibodies checked, and I was at a 98.95 level. My question is, should I wait a while to get the booster and extend my protection, or should I get it next week as I'm scheduled for?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thank you. So first of all, I'm glad that you're over long COVID. That's terrific. The antibody level does not necessarily correlate to immunity. I know it seems counterintuitive. Our immune systems are much more complex than simple antibody. And there's many different kinds of antibody that can be measured. As a result, we do not use antibody level to make the decision on who should get vaccinated. So my recommendation to you is that it would be a good idea to get vaccinated with Moderna as your booster shot. And I would do it sometime over the next several weeks. You don't have to rush out today, but, you know, once you get 6 months out, which you will be, I guess you're there right now. So anytime over the next couple of weeks, you know, you should get that Moderna booster. I think that would be good for you.
Okay, thank you. I actually have an appointment next Wednesday.
Good to hear,
perfect.
Rosemary.
Perfect. That's good. That's good timing, and it's a good thing, and your immune system will thank you for that.
Believe me, after 6 months of that, I don't want to ever go through that again.
No, I believe you. Yeah, 6 months is a super long time, Rosemary. Thank you for that question. We got another question here, caller. A listener wants to ask you, Dr. Copin, about Halloween, what we should safely be able to do this year. Go ahead, Steve. You're on WGN.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Thank you, Anna. Yeah, I was wondering regarding Halloween, if it's safe for me and the trick-or-treaters to come close and pass the treats and them take it from me at the door. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dr. Copin. What do you think?
Steve, yeah, Halloween's coming, and the good news is absolutely. Trick-or-treating, it should be outside. As long as the trick-or-treaters are outside, they're going to be safe. It's okay for them to come to the door. It's okay to give them candy. Depending how people feel about this, you could provide the candy. Maybe you put a bowl out and let the kids take it directly from the bowl, just so you're not that close. But I think it's going to be fine as long as we're outside. And it's so great that the kids are going to be able to trick or treat again this year. I was just thrilled to see Dr. Walensky on Sunday mm-hmm. from the CDC coming out encouraging kids and their parents to go out and trick or treat. And as she said, and I concur totally, kids are outside. They're going to be fine. Let's have some fun on Halloween.
I liked hearing that, too. I know last year we were one of those families that tried to figure it out. We didn't go to the normal, crazy, chaotic neighborhood we go to that we love. Instead, we went to a little more quiet scene in Elmhurst, and we made one of those PVC pipes, you know, Dr. Copeland, that we were shooting the candy through. And it was fun. But this year you're saying we don't need those. We can retire those.
Correct. We can do more traditional trick-or-treating this year.
Okay. And then on the text line, we just have, should they be wearing masks underneath their costumes or on top of their costumes, whatever the case may be? And should parents handing out candy?
I think it's okay. As long as they're not in big groups that are congregated together, I think they could just wear their masks, either their costume mask without the other mask. If, however, kids are in larger groups, like they do in school, they might want to put their masks on.
All right. Dr. Copeland, will you be wearing a mask or any kind of costume as you go out? Are you going to go out with the grandkids?
We're going to go trick-or-treating. I'm trying to decide on the costume. There's so many choices,
I know.
How about you, Anna? Well, have you decided on the costume?
Yeah, we're going to do a Candyland theme. My daughter's going to be candy, like those dots that are candy, you know, like the little colorful dots. And then my husband's going to be Willy Wonka. I think I haven't been assigned one yet, but I'm going to be Candyland themed. My daughter usually comes up with it. So that's what we're doing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. How fun.
It will be fun.
Enjoy Halloween. Everybody stay safe and just have fun.
Thanks, Dr. Copeland. Always good talking with you. Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare.